Hey guys, in our never-ending quest to be relevant,
yes,
we are addressing current events as we find them.
Only the most crucial news, right?
Only the most crucial news. So as I have scoured the entire internet,
and I don't know what this is,
I have come across some very recent articles that I think are necessary for us to hear your opinion on.
Oh.
This one, I guess this isn't as recent as I'd hope, but this one is on the internet still today.
This is still.
I website I've never heard of. UPI.com.
Okay.
Don't even know what it is. Never heard of it.
Okay.
But the article caught my attention. Escaped hamster braves freezing temperature to get to candy store.
Is this what I thought it through?
Yeah.
And it's like, this is what I'm doing. This is what's worth it. I might die.
This is
a valiant quest.
This is my kind of hamster.
Yikes.
Animal rescuers in Scotland are searching for the owners of an escaped hamster that braved sub-freezing temperatures to make its way to the candy store.
It reminds me of the cartoon Pinky and the Brain. If you've
It kind of does. The Scottish SPCA said the hamster was caught on CCTV footage clinging to a person who entered the Poundland candy shop in Glasgow on New Year's Eve. Hmm. The hamster jumped off the apparently unaware shopper inside the store and was soon captured and turned over to the SPCA. So this hamster's riding in on the back of somebody into the candy store.
How do they identify this hamster as that particular hamster?
That's why they're looking for the owner. They don't know who the owner is.
This
hamster escaped someone's house.
They know it's a pet.
Unless hamsters run wild in Scotland. I don't know. Are hamsters native to Scotland?
Where are wild hamsters?
I've never seen a wild hamster.
That's a good question, actually.
I think they're from Scotland.
So how do they know this is a domesticated one?
I don't know. But
it seems tame.
They're clearly from Scotland, and he rode in because a hamster can't open the door. So he had to climb up the back of somebody right inside.
yeah,
to get the candy store. Because if you were a hamster, I mean, obviously you'd be at the candy store.
I get it. Yeah.
Animal officer Amy Sturton said the hamster is in good health. That's good. I was concerned.
Despite his
journey through the streets and temperatures that reach a low of 5 degrees. Now my question is this American 5 or is this European 5?
Yeah, is this like Fahrenheit or Celsius, huh?
Because that's a huge difference. But also, that's fur. Like, is 5 degrees really cold for somebody that already has a coat on?
Well, like you said, though, if it's Celsius, that's just a little above freezing, right? So that would be fine.
And if it's Fahrenheit, I mean, that's nippy.
That's really cold for a little creature.
But you're still wearing a fur coat. When I go outside, it's cold, I put a fur coat on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a hamster.
Right.
So it's got to be. I mean, is it Celsius? I honestly have no idea.
I don't know. I think most of the world uses Celsius besides America, right?
Yeah. What's Scotland? Scotland part of the UK?
Oh, boy. Don't test me on this stuff.
Are they their own?
They at least used to. I'm pretty sure they're their own
people. You know, I should know this.
Their own country. Actually, they are their own people, but their own country.
Well, they are their own people.
Yeah, that was a bad way to say it.
You should know this.
Yeah. I should?
We're completely ignorant, aren't we? This is why the world thinks we're just stupid Americans.
Well,
somebody should
you pick what you
comment
study.
On this and tell me, is Scotland their own country? Or are they part of the UK?
Well,
anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. And what do these Fahrenheit or Celsius? That makes a huge difference on the temperature.
It does.
I can't convert it, but I know that 5 degrees Celsius is a lot warmer than 5 degrees Fahrenheit. We've named the little adrenaline junkie Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
Given his Mission Impossible-esque attempt to get some treats from Poundland. Sturton said officials are now attempting to find the hamster's owner. How in the world do you find his owner? Like, the hamster talking? They're like, hey, who's your owner?
It's like the missing poster in reverse. Right? Yeah. I don't know.
Given how unusual this year has been, it feels appropriate to round off... Oh, this was from 2020. Round of 2020 was such a bizarre job.
Well, then, of course.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. It's from 2020. You know,
all the
right up there with the worldwide pandemic and, And, you know, hamster. It's making like, into
those Super Hornets 2020.
Yeah. And didn't like now. Australia murder burn Hornets, down in 2020? Like the entire island of Australia, I think, just about caught on fire. There's some really bad stuff.
Well, we'll have to fact check that later. okay.
You know, yeah. So anyway.
That's an interesting story.
It's interesting.
Huh. You know, here's a fun fact about hamsters. If they get really cold, then they basically go into like hibernation.
Oh, I thought they went to the candy store.
So, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. A lot of people, they think their hamster died. So they end up burying it or flushing it. And the thing is like if you just heat it up. You
wouldn't flush a hamster down the toilet,
would you? Well, I said some people. I didn't say this is a recommendation. And so then what would happen is.
Holy plumber, Batman.
A lot of times like these people go dormant. And so you just like even blow your hot air from your breath on it. And it'll like start to move. But like its heartbeat gets so low and everything.
So.
Yeah. Yikes. And others go out for candy. So.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, let's leave it there.
Because we're not supposed to. Yeah, never mind. Okay, so the case of the missing hamster. Well, we don't know if he's missing. I think they kidnapped the hamster.
We don't know if it's solved.
I think the hamster lived on his own and got kidnapped by these mean people.
Huh.
Okay. Anyway, there we go.
There it is.
Moving on.
Thank you.